And look at this. Charlie Davies, who's joining us right now, has a check for $100,000. Thanks, Charlie. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, so nice. Thank you.
Charlie joins us, the soccer player, of course, 32 years old. And you're, I mean, did you read this backstory?
I did. I mean, absolutely. It's hard to believe because you look like you're in unbelievable shape right now.
No?
You're not?
No, I'm not in unbelievable
What's
shape.
What's your body fat index?
Probably like 10%.
Oh, jeez. Please. Slacker.
So your story I guess just give us sort of the backstory, if you would, your how you wound up here.
Yeah. I was playing for the New England Revolution.
Yep.
My children, I have twins, two boys. They were born 3 months premature. Mm-hmm. So commuting from Brigham Women's NICU to training and back and forth, I got extremely tired. I didn't really take care of my body. Didn't do the things necessary to stay fit. And the second game of the season in 2016, I pulled my hamstring. Came back, fought back. And then sure enough, I started again and pulled my groin. I got an MRI to check out how bad that pull was, and then they found a mass in that MRI. They still thought it was, oh, it's nothing. You know, we'll get an ultrasound. Went up to get the ultrasound. Normally ultrasound techs can't give you a heads up.
Sure.
I said, just give me a nod if I'm okay, you know. And she's like, okay, I can work something out. And so 10 minutes goes by. She doesn't say a word. I'm like, did you find it? And she's like, yep. And then disappeared. 15 minutes comes back, and she's like, good luck this season. And I knew right then and there it was something serious. So I went out to the lobby. The trainer was sitting there, and I said, how bad is it? And he's like, yeah, you got to go to Boston to check it out. Fast forward, I get to Mass General. They do a biopsy. They're like, I don't think it's anything. I'm like, Jeez. Okay. I think I'm good, fine. Driving to practice a week later, I get a call from the doctor in the morning. He's like, are you driving? I said, okay, this is not good.
Not good.
He said, yeah, it came back. It's not testicular cancer. It's liposarcoma cancer. It's a very rare cancer in a rare area. But I can fit you in for surgery tomorrow. I was kind of in a daze. I got to Gillette Stadium. I told the medical staff. I said, look, it came back. It's cancer. I'm going to have surgery tomorrow. They're like, all right, go to the hospital, visit your wife and your children, and we'll talk about it later. I got there, told my wife, I'm going to get the surgery. She's like, hold on a second. What kind of cancer is this? And, you know, fortunately, her brother's best friend did his residency at Dana-Farber, and he said, you know, Charlie's got to switch to Dana-Farber. And I was like, I'm not, the doctor fit me in for a surgery. This is a big thing. I just want to get it out. Don't worry about it. He's like, this is your life. At least take a call from the doctors. And it was Dr. Andrew Wagner. I got on the phone with him, and he made me feel comfortable. He helped me understand what I have. And he, you know, made it a point that this is your life. You need to do the best, things to make sure that you live a long life and you get to see your children grow. So I think it's in your best interest to move to Dana-Farber. And I did that, and it was the best decision of my life.
What, other than the surgery, how'd the surgery go, and then what? And then
the surgery went well. It took me, I think, 3 months, two or 3 months to get back on the field. I did that. It's been 2 years now, and I'm cancer-free. I have to get it. I passed the 3 months checkup, and now it's every 6 months until 5 years, and then it's every year up until 10. My wife was actually a patient at Jimmy Fund when she was 12 years old.
Wow.
So, it was a lot for her to handle, and that's what was probably the toughest for me. It was like telling her that I'm going through this while you've already gone through this with chemotherapy, radiation, and now we're going through the NICU for 92 days with our twins who were born premature. So it was much more on her than it was on me.
So the twins are about 2.5 now?
Yes.
How are they doing?
They're fantastic.
Good?
Yeah.
All is good?
Yeah, all running around, love sports, love building trucks. It's what you would expect from two boys.
Right.
And you retired from the Revs.
I retired this March, and now I work in the front office there. I also work with NBC Sports Boston, and so the transition has been great.
Really? You work with Tangway?
No.
No, good. Okay. Good.
I host a show that covers the Revs, and then I've done sports talk, Sunday sports.
You want to hear my Rev story? Last time I had a Rev in person in studio on the show was Alexi Lalas, and he was drinking.
Oh,
we did a remote from a Champions right down the street, and he was ordering beer. It was like 10 a.m. And so he says, we're talking in the middle of the interview. He goes, I got to go. I got practice. The coach was listening. He heard it and was waiting for him. And I forget what happened. He got suspended or fined or whatever. He was going to practice after gunning down. It was a big Sam Adams promotion. So I watched him drink like three or four Sam Adams at 10 in the morning and then head to practice.
Yeah, I think the league has changed quite a bit.
Yes, those were the early days.
Different time.
And he was funny. He was cool. I don't know what he's like now. I know he's an analyst or a big critic.
Big critic on Fox.
Right.
But he's done well. He's done extremely well in that workspace. So
you want another beer?
No, I'm good.
I mean, three beers are in this interview, so I think it's probably enough, isn't it?
I mean, I only had, four or five. But right. No, he was funny. But so you're all done playing. You look like you could play right now.
Yeah, I could still play. I definitely could, but I don't miss the game whatsoever. Going out to practices, seeing games, I knew I made the right decision. It was more so a family decision. I think I would have had to move from Philadelphia out to the West Coast. And I didn't think it was right to do that to my wife and kids.
Right. Oh, Charlie, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. We're glad
Thanks
you're
for
doing well,
me.
And we'll see you down the line, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.